This is Miles from Hudson. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson Catskill.
Hello, this is Debbie Mayer from Hudson, reminding you that the training for Literacy Connections volunteers takes place on two Saturdays in April, April 9th and 16th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Hudson Library. Literacy Connections volunteers tutor adults in reading. For more information, call 697-8227 or visit literacyconnections.org on the web. Thank you.
Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. Fremde, étranger, stranger. Glücklich zu sehen, just wie enchanté. Happy to see you, bleibe reste stay. Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome im cabaret, au cabaret, tout cabaret.
Meine Damen und Herren, Mesdames et Messieurs, Ladies und Gentlemen, comment ça va? Do you feel good? Ich bin euer Konferencier.
I am your host und sage willkommen, bienvenue. Welcome im Cabaret, au Cabaret, au Cabaret.
Leave your troubles outside. So, life is disappointing. Forget it. In here, life is beautiful. The girls are beautiful. Even the orchestra is beautiful.
Christine, Mausi, Helga, Betty, und Inge.
Each and every one a virgin. You don't believe me? Well, do not take my word for it. Go ahead. Ask Helga. Ha ha ha.
Je suis enchanté,
enchanté, madame.
Happy to see you. You are listening to WGXC 90.7, ACRA, Hudson, Catskill, and this month's edition of The Score, where we feature film and television soundtracks and scores. I'm Lisa Thomas.
I'm Margot Pelletier.
And so you can probably tell today we're doing the soundtrack from the musical film Cabaret, which we just learned on our way in that they're doing Cabaret over at Stageworks. It's actually happening today at 3 o'clock, right, Margot?
That's right.
And next weekend as well. So head on over to Stageworks if you get a chance. So we're going to be playing, you know, music from the 1972 musical film Cabaret, which was directed by Bob Fosse and starred Liza Minnelli, Michael York, and Joel Grey. The film is set in Berlin during the Weimar Republic in 1931 under the ominous presence of the growing Nationalist Socialist Party. Cabaret, the film, is loosely based on the 1966 Broadway musical by Kander and Ebb, which is adapted from the Berlin stories of Christopher Isherwood and the play I Am a Camera.
As most of you know by now, if you've been listening to the station this week, this is the final day of WGXC's first fundraising drive. If you like our program and the type of programming that you've been listening to on WGXC these past few months, please consider donating today to keep our local produced station on the air. We cannot bring you our show and all the other great programming that you hear on this station without the support of yourselves, the community. The number to call in and make a pledge right now is 518-929-0290 or 518-697-7400. And here's a really cool thing. The next caller who phones in a pledge of $25 or more will receive a DVD of Wim Wenders' film, The End of Violence. Those of you who've been listening to our program in the last few months may remember that that was the first score and soundtrack that we featured on our show, The Score. And it's a film that was actually underrated, and it's very important. So hope somebody wins that right away. And the number to call again is 518-929-0290 or 518-697-7400, or you can pledge online at wgxc.org.
Yeah, this is a great film, The End of Violence. We featured the soundtrack for this film back in January, but it's a film of Wim Wenders from 1996, and I think a lot of people, you know, they know Wim Wenders' work, but this is a really great one if you haven't seen it. So give a call in. Just for $25, you can get the Wim Wenders DVD. Also, we had Chris Gilbert call in just as we started at the top of the show and said, this is a great radio station. He listens to it all the time. So, Chris, thank you for calling. I'm not sure if you made a pledge, but if you made a pledge, thank you very much. I love WGXC. I'm not here always during the week because I work down in Brooklyn, and so I'm away from the people that I care about sometimes here upstate, but I can stay connected to them by listening online and hearing about what's going on in our area. And it's really amazing to hear people in our community talk about the things that are going on and Green and Columbia County and the things that matter to them in the world. So if you like this radio station, if you listen to it a lot, please, you know, make a pledge. And we're going to play a track right now that we think will inspire you to make a pledge. So enjoy.
Mandy. Money makes the world go around, the world go around, the world go around. Money makes the world go around, it makes the world go round. A mark, a yen, a buck, or a pound.
A mark, a yen,
a buck, or a pound. Is all that makes the world go round, that clinking, clanking sound. That makes the world go round. Money, 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 money.
If you happen to be rich and to feel like a night's entertainment, you can pay for the escapade. If you happen to be rich and alone and you need a companion, you can ring
ting-a-ling
for the mate. If you happen to be rich and you find you are left by your lover and you moan and you groan quite a lot, you can take it on the chin, call a cab and begin to recover on your 14-carat yacht.
What?
Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round. Money makes the go round, of sad people's assured on being poor.
Money, money, money. Money, money, money. Money, money, money.
Money, money, money.
Who's there?
Hunger.
Oh, hunger.
See how love flies out the door. Money makes a bird go round the world, go round the world. Money makes a bird go round the clinking, clanking sound.
Money, 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 money. Get a little, get a little.
Money, 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 money. Mark a yen, a buck or a pound. The clinking, clanking, clunking sound is all that makes a bird go round.
It makes a bird go round.
Oh, I just love that song. If you haven't seen the film Cabaret, you must rent it just to watch that performance between Joel Grey and Liza Minnelli, which I think is just really one of the great musical sequences of all time. And we have a couple guests here in the studio. If you want to introduce yourselves, you guys also have radio shows during the 11 o'clock to noon hour on Sundays, so...
I'm Kevin Factor with Foraging Ahead, a show I host with Eric Fixler, and we're going to be up Sunday after next, 11 a.m.
And this is Dan Arshak. I have the Criminal Law Show, which is aired at 11 o'clock in the morning, the first Sunday of every month. So I know that every one of you were listening to me last Sunday at 11. We had an interesting show last week that we had high school students had submitted questions to us about how they're affected in their lives by criminal law issues, and they had a variety of questions, and we spent some time answering those questions on the air last week. It was pretty productive.
That's great. And so you guys came over for the pledge drive today to like say something and try to ask the community to help.
Help, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, right. What is it that brought you guys to the radio station to do your programs?
Well, the opportunity to talk to people within our community about the issues that really affect their lives is a tremendous thing. It's rare, it's valuable, and it's something that we need to support. I wanted to support it with my time and my effort in doing the programming, and I know that people in our community find it valuable, and I know that because they find it valuable, they'll reach into their pockets and take out their credit cards and call 518-828-0290 now.
Is it 828 or 92? What is it?
518-828-0290.
Oh, my gosh. I think we actually said the number wrong earlier. But anyway, 518-828-0290. So give a call. Make a pledge. The station really needs your support.
And if you listen to Foraging Ahead, the food show, the DIY food show, the money you'll save on gourmet products that you can go out and find in the woods right now should be a fraction of that at least pledged to the station.
Wow. That sounds great. All right. So are you guys here just for a few minutes, or are you guys going to hang out for a little bit?
Anybody who wants to call in between now and noon is welcome to talk to me about criminal law issues on the telephone line when they call, when they make a pledge. And they can certainly speak as well about
foraging. ramps are up. Went out yesterday, got pounds of them. If for those of you who don't know, they're wild leeks, and they are about as fabulous a food as you can find. Fiddleheads will be coming up as well.
And they're legal and free.
depends on where you get them. Yeah.
Great.
A little knowledge is all you need.
Great. That sounds amazing. I'm going to jump back now to giving a little history of cabaret, which is playing here at Stageworks in Hudson. But some of you may not know that the song Money, Money, which we played here just a couple minutes ago, was actually not in the original Broadway musical of Cabaret. In fact, Fosse cut several songs from the original stage production, leaving only those that were sung within the confines of the Kit Kat Club. Interestingly, though, Money, Money and the song Mine Hair, which we're going to play in a few minutes, were composed for the film version and have, due to their popularity, now been added to the performances of the stage musical alongside the original numbers.
There are several popular sayings about money, and like all popular sayings, they have a good element of truth in them. As the song Money, Money says, and this is something that seems to be more and more relevant as we acknowledge that we are living in a time of a global economy, is indeed money makes the world go round. But another one that I have found to be true in my own life as a filmmaker, and I feel is very relevant to our pledge drive, is money greases the wheel. Now, we all know that the wheel is probably the greatest invention in time to make things go forward and to get things to the next level. Just let's think, for example, of the Beatles, whose work grew because we embraced their work. We played it, we bought it, and they were able to expand. They traveled and they brought back incredible insights to us in their music. Music, philosophy, and the struggle for a greater humanity are all indebted to the Beatles' work. And the Beatles, in turn, are indebted to all of us for supporting their incredible adventure. Let's grease the wheel of this great WGXC adventure. It's to all our benefit, but it cannot grow and it cannot bring us the greatness that is its potential in waiting without all of us. So please call in and make a pledge today at either 518-828-0290, 518-697-7400, or 518-291-9492.
Meine Damen und Herren, Mesdames et Messieurs, Ladies und Gentlemen, I give you that international sensation, Fräulein Sally Bowles!
You have to understand the way I am, mein Herr. A tiger is a tiger, not a lamb, mein Herr. You'll never turn the vinegar to jam, mein Herr. So I do what I do. When I'm through, then I'm through. And I'm through. Toodaloo. Bye, bye, my lieber Herr. Farewell, my lieber Herr. It was a fine affair, but now it's over. And though I used to care, I need the open air. You're better off without me, mine hair. Don't dab your eye, mine hair, or wonder why, mine hair. I've always said that I was a rover. You mustn't knit your brow, you should have known by now. You've every cause to doubt me, mine hair. The continent of Europe is so wide, mein Herr. Not only up and down, but side to side, mein Herr. I couldn't ever cross it if I'd tried, mein Herr. But I do what I can, inch by inch, step by step, mile by mile, man by man. by, mein lieber Herr. Farewell, mein lieber Herr. It was a fine affair, but now it's over. And though I used to care, I need the open air. You're better off without me, mein Herr. Don't dab your eye, mein Herr. Oh, wonder why, mein Herr. I've always said that I was a rover. You mustn't knit your brow. You should have known by now. You'd every cause to doubt me, mein Herr. Bye-bye, mein lieber Herr. Auf Wiedersehen, mein Herr. Es war sehr gut, mein Herr. Und vorbei. Du kennst mich wohl, mein Herr. Ach, lebe wohl, mein Herr. Du sollst mich nie mehr sehen, mein Herr. Bye-bye, mein lieber Herr. Bye-bye, mein lieber Herr. Farewell, mein lieber Herr. It was a fine affair, but now it's over. And though I used to care, I need the open air. You're better off without me. You're better off without me.
All right, welcome back to WGXC 90.7, Acre Hudson, Catskill. And I guess Portia Munson just called in and says that she's really loving it. So thanks for listening, Portia.
Thank you, Portia.
Yeah, I hope you like the show. And so that was Mein Herr by John Kander and Fred Ebb. Oh, somebody else just handed me a post-it here. Jessica Layton also just called in and made a donation. So
thank you, Jessica.
Yeah, it's really great. So, yeah, we were playing Mein Herr by John Kander and Fred Ebb, and that was performed, obviously, by Liza Minnelli. We love you, Liza, as well. And those of you who don't know the main plot of Cabaret, I'm going to give you a little quick recap. The film is set in 1931 Berlin. American singer Sally Bowles, played by Liza Minnelli, performs at the Kit Kat Club. A new arrival in the city, Brian Roberts, played by Michael York, moves into Sally's apartment building. The unlikely pair become friends, and Brian is witness to Sally's anarchic and bohemian life in the last days of the German Weimar Republic. Sally and Brian end up becoming lovers, but this becomes complicated when Sally befriends Maximilian von Huhn, a rich playboy baron who takes Sally and Brian to his estate and seduces the both of them. The Baron eventually tires of them and leaves, and Brian and Sally's worlds are turned upside down. Sally finds out she's pregnant, and she doesn't know who the father is, but Brian offers to marry Sally, and Sally for once feels hopeful about being in a lasting relationship.
Maybe this time I'll be lucky. Maybe this time he'll stay. Maybe this time, for the first time, love won't hurry away. I'll be home at last. Not a loser anymore, like the last time and the time before. Everybody loves a winner, so nobody loved me. Lady peaceful, lady happy, that's what I long to be. Well, all the odds are they're in my favor. Something's bound to begin.
That heartfelt song was Maybe This Time by the composers Kander and Ebb and performed by Liza Minnelli from the film soundtrack Cabaret. Maybe This Time and the song Cabaret have become signature songs for Minnelli, and she sings them almost every time she performs. Liza Minnelli, in fact, did try out for the role of Sally Bowles in the stage version of Cabaret, which came out 6 years before the film, but she was not given the part. However, Joel Grey, who was in the stage production as the Master of Ceremonies, was cast in the film in the same role. The director of the film, Bob Fosse, wanted to have a casting session for the role of Master of Ceremonies, but the producers insisted on Joel Grey, saying that nobody could play the part better. And if you've seen the film, I think you would agree.
If you're just tuning in to WGXC, you're listening to this month's edition of The Score, where we're featuring the music of the film Cabaret. If you're a film or television composer and would like your music featured on The Score, please send Lisa or Margo an email at thescore44@yahoo.com. We'd love to feature local independent film composers' works, so please, please send us an email. Again, it's at thescore44@yahoo.com.
And we do want to thank all of you out there for listening, and especially those of you who have pledged today. May I please do a special thank you to one of our amazing local artists, Portia Munsman. And if any of you out there own her work, you know what I mean. We do have another great DVD giveaway, and whoever calls into the next pledge of $50 or more will get a signed copy of the DVD set for the Adult Swim animated show Xavier Renegade Angel. Some of you may not know this, but our very own host here at The Score, Lisa Thomas, was the supervising producer on that show, and she's decided to give away a signed copy of the complete first and second seasons of Xavier to one lucky person who makes a pledge of $50 or more. I love that show. In fact, it was such a smart show that, of course, it's no longer on the air. So this is a very rare giveaway and a wonderful opportunity for any parents out there if they want to make points with their children. Xavier is a really amazing show. Here's your chance to get your own copy of the first and second seasons, and the number to call in right now to win Xavier DVD set is 518-828-0290 or 518-697-7400.
Yeah, I've worked on a lot of TV shows, and I have to say I think Xavier, hands down, was my all-time favorite, so hopefully one lucky winner out there will get a copy of this DVD set and will become a big Xavier fan, just like me. All right, back to Cabaret. So while the Master of Ceremonies, which is played by Joel Grey, while he does not play a role in the main plot or subplot of the film, he serves the role of being the main storyteller throughout the movie and acting as a bit of a voyeur in the circus atmosphere. While the Master of Ceremonies' surface demeanor is one of benevolence and hospitality, when the show gets underway at the Kit Kat Club, he exposes the audience to the seedy world of the cabaret.
Two ladies, I'm the only mania. I like it. They like it. This two for one. Billy dee dee dee.
Two ladies.
Billy dee dee dee.
Two ladies.
Billy dee dee dee.
Oh, she's the only man.
Yeah.
Billy dee dee.
I like it. Billy dee dee dee.
We like it.
Billy dee dee dee. This two for one.
I go out daily
to earn our daily bread, but with one thing in common.
He, she, or me, the key,
biddle-dee-dee,
the key,
biddle-dee-dee, the key. Eins,
zwei, drei,
los! Two ladies.
Und he's the only man, ja!
Partners daily to play as we please.
Twosie beats onesie,
but nothing beats threes. I sleep in the middle,
I'm left and I'm right,
but there's room on the bottom if you drop in some night. C'est tout pour ban.
Oh, great. We didn't know this, but I guess, Portia, you won the End of Violence DVD, so congratulations on getting one of our giveaways today.
The Nazis' violent rise is a powerful and ever-present undercurrent in the film Cabaret. Though explicit evidence of their actions is only sporadically presented, their progress can be tracked through the characters' changing actions and attitudes. While in the beginning of the film, National Socialist members are sometimes harassed and even kicked out of the Kit Kat Club, a scene midway through the film shows everyday Germans rising in song and rallying around National Socialism. Yet the final shot of the film shows the cabaret audience is almost completely dominated by the Nazi Party members.
The rise of the nationalist socialist movement and their increasing influence on the German society is dramatically demonstrated in the beer garden scene, where a boy sings to seated guests, at first in what seems like an innocent lyrical song about the beauties of nature. But this gradually becomes the strident "Tomorrow Belongs to Me," as the camera shifts to show the boy is wearing a Hitler Youth uniform and lifts his hand in the Nazi salute. One by one, nearly all the guests in the beer garden get up and voluntarily join in the singing and saluting.
The sun on the meadow is summer evening. The stag in the forest runs free. But gather together to greet the storm. Tomorrow belongs to me. The branch of the linden is leafy and green. The Rhine gives its gold to the sea. But somewhere a glory awaits unseen. Tomorrow belongs to me. The babe in his cradle is closing his eyes. The blossom embraces the bee. But soon says a whisper,
children are waited to see. The morning will come when the world is mine. Tomorrow be lost, tomorrow be lost, tomorrow be lost to me. Oh, mother and fatherland, show us a sign. The children have waited to see. The
That was Tomorrow Belongs to Me, and for me, it's one of the more clever things that happens in the film. You notice how that song starts in a very benign and kind of lovely, angelic way, and then it grows and grows and grows, kind of into a frenzy in the film, which is kind of the structure of the building of fascism. The musical Cabaret is, as we said, set in 1931 at the beginning of Hitler's building of fascism in Germany. And fascism creeps in and comes up on one. It starts in subtle ways. It can be very tricky, like the words to the song, Tomorrow Belongs to Me. One would think, why isn't that a good thing? Well, because in this case, it's not inclusive, and you have to ask yourself, well, who's the me? One aspect of fascism is that a dictator or a dictatorial government, and sometimes it's hard to know if you're living under one, buys up or in other ways controls the media, the newspapers, the television stations, and even the radio. For those of you who were fortunate enough to see Cabaret, you might recall that in several scenes, the radio is on in the background, and there are what sounds like, although they're in German, but it's pretty clear, these political speeches that groan on and on and on, and they're soaking up the airwaves. Does that sound familiar? What's great about WGXC is that it is not controlled by anything or anyone but ourselves, and that can mean you. WGXC is member-owned and run, and we try our best to speak to the concerns, the needs, and the interests of the community. Of course, to do this, we need the financial help of the community. Let's all help to keep this independent radio alive in this fragile time. Please pledge today so that you can be heard tomorrow. Call in and make a pledge either at 518-828-0290, 518-697-7400, or 518-291-9492.
Right, and actually, if you call in today, the last day of our fledging fundraising drive here at WGXC, Etsy.com has been so generous to say they will match donations up to $3,000. So your gift actually doubles today. So if you make a pledge of $25, actually it'll be $50. And if you make a pledge of $50, it'll be $100. And I don't know if anybody won that Xavier DVD set, but I'm still looking at it here, and it's a great season one, season two.
I'm glad I'm going home and watch it again.
I might just donate $50, and I have more than one of them, but I might just donate $50 and get it for myself so no one else can have it. But so if you
it would be a great Easter gift.
Great Easter for some young boy, like around 18, maybe, if you have a son.
Or a girl. I loved it.
Xavier is amazing. So pledge $50, and Etsy will kick in $50. It's like $100, plus you get Xavier. I don't even see how you can lose with that deal. But anyway, so we're going to go back to our show and play a little Cabaret. Enjoy.
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. It's time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Come taste the wine, come hear the band. Come blow your horn, start celebrating. Right this way, your table's waiting. What good's permitting some prophet of doom to wipe every smile away? Life is a cabaret, old chum. So come to the I used to have this girlfriend known as Elsie, with whom I shared four sordid rooms in Chelsea. She wasn't what you'd call a blushing flower. As a matter of fact, she rented by the hour. The day she died, the neighbors came to snicker. Well, that's what comes from too much pills and liquor. But when I saw her laid out like a queen, she was the happiest corpse I'd ever seen. I think of Elsie to this very day. I remember how she turned to me and said, what good is sitting all alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. And as for me, and as for me, I made my mind up back in Chelsea when I go. I'm going like Elsie. Start by admitting from cradle to tomb, it isn't that long a stay. Life is a cabaret, old chum. It's only a cabaret, old chum. And I love a cabaret.
Wow, who can sing like Liza Minnelli, right, Margo?
Well, a couple people, but not many.
Well, if you've had trouble calling into the pledge drive, I think we just figured out one of the numbers, 518-828-0290. We had a little switcheroo on here in the studio, so I think we fixed that. But there are two other numbers to call, which are 518-697-7400 or 518-291-9492. So give a call in and make a pledge. If you like cabaret-style music, there are a couple things upcoming. There's the cabaret play over at Stageworks this weekend and next, and I think it plays today at Stageworks at 3. But we also want to let you know about a great upcoming event in a few weeks' time over at Club Helsinki here in Hudson. It's the Thirsty Film Benefit which is going to take place at Club Helsinki on Friday, May 6th at 9 p.m., and will feature the cabaret performer and female impersonator Thirsty Burlington from Provincetown, Massachusetts, as well as Hudson's very own performance artist rock star Musty Chiffon and the elegant Stephen Bloom. Stephen, if you're listening, hello, Stephen. And so, yeah, so the three great performers that night, just the one night, so hopefully you can make it out on Friday, May 6th, over at Club Helsinki.
We have one last giveaway, which is very dear to us. It's a DVD of our previous film, Freeing Sylvia Baraldini, about the former United States political prisoner of the same name. And the next person who calls in and makes a pledge of $50 or more will receive a signed DVD copy of our film, Freeing Sylvia Baraldini, which did win 4 awards, but the most recent one was Best Documentary at the Harlem International Film Festival. So I hope you will please call in and make a pledge at either 518-697-7400, or 518-291-9492. And I guess the other number that is now working is 518-828-0290.
Yeah, so you could win this this great DVD, Freeing Sylvia Baraldini. It took Margot and I, what, eight years?
Well, we always argue over that. I started
seven
it
years.
A little bit before that, but... Yeah. A long time,
it took
a very long time.
It took us a while to make the film, but it's a great film. We've won a bunch of awards. We've been showing it around. We just showed it in Syracuse last month, had a great screening there. And so if you haven't had a chance to see it, there's been some local screenings, but if you missed it, this is your chance to get a DVD. The DVDs are made right here in Hudson at Have Incorporated. So little shout out to Have. And, maybe somebody's calling for the DVD right now.
Carolyn Stern has just called in, and now
and,
she has won the DVD of Freeing Sylvia Baraldini.
Okay.
We
and,
cannot thank you enough for supporting this local radio station. If you have any concerns or interests that you want aired, this is your station.
Uh-huh.
Come on down. It's it's located in Hudson, soon to be in Catskill and Acre also. And we always want to hear from you. That is the point of this radio station.
We'll be right back with Carolyn, who just called in to make a pledge. And now we are going to just end the show with one final song, but we don't want to give away the entire plot of Cabaret, so we're not going to tell you or ruin the ending. But we do want to encourage all of those of you who haven't seen Cabaret to watch the movie one day, or run on down to Stageworks and see the play that's this weekend and next. It's a great classic, and it's not just great for the music, but it's a great, great story as well. So we got one final song here.
And we want to give our usual sign-off, but first let me say hello to Shebar, who just called in, and thank you so much for listening. Shebar herself has a great deal of radio experience and has done some marvelous interviews. Wish we could get her on air someday, and I'm sure we will. So, in the meantime, be good to yourself, be better to your neighbors, and before you do anything, be sure you know the score.
It's beautiful. Auf Wiedersehen. À bientôt.
Hi, this is Mark Ruffalo, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre. Don't let the frackin' frackers frack you, bro.